Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Bet continues with things that animals are permitted to wear outside, leaving the Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, because they are considered basically clothing. Chamor, Yotzei B'Mardas B'Zman Shehi Keshur Lo. A donkey can go out wearing its blanket, as long as, says the Mishnah, as long as it is tied on. Now, the truth is that whether it's tied on or not doesn't change whether or not it's a garment, since it does its purpose is to keep the donkey warm. It is considered a garment, but you're only allowed to have your animal go out in it if it's tied on because of a different gezerah. Our gezerah is our concern that if the donkey goes out in its blanket and the blanket is not tied on, that there's a very real possibility that the blanket will slip off. And if the blanket slips off in Rishus HaRabim, the owner is going to do what? He's going to pick up the blanket. You can't pick up the blanket and put it on your animal so that it then proceeds to move for almost in Rishus HaRabim and possibly then even come back into Rishus HaYachid. That would be very bad. And so we are concerned that you'll pick it up and put it back on, or even pick it up and carry it yourself, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. That would be a big problem. And so therefore, the Chachamim goes there that you cannot take the blanket, the donkey cannot wear the blanket unless it is tied on so that it cannot fall off. Zecharim, Yotzin Levuvim, male sheep, so rams, are allowed to go out Levuvim, with their Levuvim on. Levuvim are basically a kind of leather underwear that they would make for the rams, to prevent the rams from mating with the sheep when it wasn't the time that they wanted, or it wasn't the proper mating that they wanted. So therefore, they would put these things, tie these things onto the rams to prevent them from mating. So a ram is allowed to go out with this on because it is clothing. Rechelos, sheep, female sheep. Yotzos shechuzos, kivulos ukivunos. They are allowed to go out with their tails tied up to encourage mating, or with their tails tied down to discourage mating, or kivunos is wrapped, basically, to protect the wool. Sheep in the wild get really, really dirty, and then the wool gets yucky and matted. So you can basically wrap the sheep as it grows to protect the wool, and the wool will then stay nice and clean. And so when you shear it, there's a lot less cleaning involved. So that is permitted because that is considered clothing. Ha'izim yotzos tsururos. The female goats can go out with their udders bound. Now they would bound bind the udders of the female goats in two different ways. Either they would bind them tightly if they wanted to dry up the milk, or they would bind them loosely if they did not want to dry up the milk. On the contrary, they wanted it to keep making milk, but they don't want the milk to drop on the ground and get lost. And so therefore they would bind them loosely to preserve the milk and keep it from dripping on the ground. And the Tanna Kamma says that you can bind your goats and have the female goats go. You can bind them before Shabbos. You can have the female goats go out while bound, whether tightly or loosely. Does not matter. Both are permitted because it's basically clothing, because it's for their own protection. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi oser bekulon. Rabbi Yossi says all of these things that we listed. Are forbidden. Why? Because they're not really for safety or for warmth. They're for protection of a completely different type. Protecting animals from breeding when you don't want them to breed, or encouraging them to breed when you do want them to breed, and protecting the milk or drying up the milk, none of that has anything to do with safety or warmth, says Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, those are not considered clothing, and they are in fact considered carrying. Chutz, except he agrees with one thing. Chutz min harechilim akavunos, except that he agrees that you were allowed to have your sheep wrapped to keep the wool clean. Because a wrapping to keep the wool clean would be effectively decoration, and it's to make the sheep look better. And so it's decoration, so it's basically jewelry for the sheep. And therefore, that's permitted. But everything else, he says, is not permitted. Rabbi Yehuda agrees mostly with the Tanakhama. He says, everything in this Mishnah, I agree with the Tanakhama, with one exception. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'izim, Yotzos Tzirurus L'Yabesh Avalo L'Chalav. He says the female goats can go out with their udders bound, but only if they are bound tightly to dry up the milk. You cannot send out your goats with their udders tied loosely to keep the milk from dripping. Why not? Because if you tie it loosely, then it might fall off. Right? If it's tied tightly, then it's probably not going to fall off. But if it's tied loosely, it might fall off. And if it falls off in Rishon Tzurabim, we have this again, this problem that you might pick it up and carry it, and that would be a very big, big, bad thing. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, we are gozer that you cannot send out your female goats with their udders bound loosely.